I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, a unique oral history project that collects the voices of our times. When StoryCorps visited Columbia, Sally McKay sat down with her father, Bud Tiptrainey, to talk about her grandparents who emigrated from Lebanon as young people and met in the U.S. Their names were Sally and Mitchell Tiptrainey, but to their family, they were Grandmommy and Jidi, the Arabic word for grandfather. Here's Sally McKay.
Well, Jidi was, I don't love superlatives, but I think we could say he was the sweetest man.
Practically, everybody who knew him referred to him as being sweet.
I'm interested in that for lots of reasons, but one of those reasons is because he had such a rough go.
He came to this country like so many immigrants did for a better way of life.
Yeah. So Jidi, or Mitchell, is making his way as a young man. Not even 20.
No.
When I think about myself at not even 20, it's hard to fathom.
It is hard to fathom. Crossing the ocean.
Yeah.
And not knowing what's going to happen.
Right.
He appreciated very much this country.
Yeah. And he knew that this could be the place where he could maybe find some opportunity.
Oh, yes.
Well, we have this photo. And you see so many people standing outside at this party. And Jidi is in one portion of that photo. And if you look down the photo, there is a beautiful young woman named Sally Khoury. And we know the end of that story. They married. Sally had also come to this country. And Sally and Jidi eventually found each other. And while Sally, Grandmommy, was still living, they made their way through the grocery business. And that store is a pivotal piece of Columbia history.
Well, it was. It was right in the heart of Shandon. And our customers were not just customers. They were friends.
Yeah.
Because that was the community center.
Yes.
Those were the days when the small grocery store could make it.
Yeah.
And be successful.
You literally grew up working in that store, right?
Well, my brother and two sisters, we all worked in that store, as my mother did. The store taught us how to deal with customers.
Right.
Customer service was number one with my father.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'd close the store at 7 o'clock at night on some nights, and then somebody would bang on the door, and he'd say, go open the door. Well, I wasn't too happy about it.
Right.
But he would say, go open that door.
Yep.
And we would open it and let him come in and shop.
Jidi had an innate human relationship sense about him. He just knew you put people first no matter what. Would you go to school every day at Dreher and then you'd high school and then you'd go to the store?
That's
often,
right. Or? I'd come by the store and I would relieve my mother.
Right. Now this is the heroine of the story is Sally.
Yes.
We women today think we're so accomplished and we can do it all, but Sally had four children. I've heard this for my whole life. She made three hot meals a day.
Correct.
And still, in between that, went to the store and worked.
Several hours.
Yep. And then still somehow ran a house and had those children. And, I can only imagine how she kept things going.
Well, my mother was an outstanding, loving person.
Yeah.
Her family was her life.
Yes.
And she raised us to be good people, respectful of other people.
Yes.
Sally McKay and Bud Tiptrainey at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia in 2016. Produced locally by Haley Kellner for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.